Loch Lomond National Park has all types of visits. For example, locals might visit there for the day, which is considered as a scenic holiday for most people. And those who live further away might stay away for the weekend, staying in accommodation such as hotels and lodges like the Arms Hotel, caravans and holiday parks such as the Loch Lomond Holiday Park and Lodges, B&Bs and guest houses like the Sinclair House, country inns and cottages like the Lochside Cottage, and campsites. Whilst they're there, they might visit the local area where there's restaurants such as the Froom Farm, cafes like the Coach House, and pubs such as the Queen of the Loch. Activities that they might do here: pony trekking, speed boating, fishing, kayaking, cycling, mountain biking, even golf. There's a lot of heritage walks, and this will bring in a lot of tourists. Whilst you're here at Loch Lomond, you might visit the Whiskey Distillery, the Lennox Castle, Queen Elizabeth Forest Park, the Benmore Botanic Garden, and the Dochart Falls, as well as the National Park itself. Some people might have some special interests up here, such as bird watching, doing some photography, as they have some competitions here, painting the local scenery, and treasure hunts for children around the National Park. For those who might not be able to walk far or in a wheelchair or kids in prams, you might opt for the Loch Katrin walk. It's a flat path which is wheelchair friendly. There is also mobility hire here, and there's also disabled toilets, lifts, ramps and parking for you. There is also riverside pass for you so you don't miss out on any scenery. Getting to Loch Lomond, you might opt to get to the bus. That is with the company CityLink usually. You might get the train, which is through ScotRail or Virgin. There is also a Loch Cruise within the National Park, which is like a water bus, so you can see the National Park from a different perspective. There, you can also walk around the park or cycle or horseback. And the nearest airport is Glasgow Airport. Within Loch Lomond itself, they have a few shops, such as a chocolate shop, a jeweller's, cafes, there is a sea life aquarium, and there is a bird of prey area where you can go visit. At the Loch Lomond National Park, they have a young volunteer programme, and they also offer a tour for geography lessons to help them navigate and do some orienteering, as well as going on the heritage walks. If you get lost on your way walking through the National Park, or you just need a toilet break, there are information points. Some of these have names. One is called the Calander. There is also internet here, play areas for kids, toilets and some viewpoints for you, with some information and leaflets. Another Scottish National Park is the Cairngorms. They have types of visits such as short weekend breaks or even longer. They are located quite high up in Scotland, so accommodation here is endless. They have B&Bs like the Moorfield, cabins such as the Lurcher's Cabin, hotels like the Garth Hotel, and campsites called the Glenmore. Types of restaurants they have here are the Stonehouse. They also have tea rooms like the Potting Shed, and cafes called Mountain Cafe. Compared to the Loch Lomond activities, they are very different here. For example, you can do sailing, hiking, skiing in the indoor ski centre, snowboarding, horse riding, fishing, whitewater rafting and bungee jumping. Attractions that you might want to visit at the Cairngorms is the Wildlife Park, the Glenshee Ski Centre, the Morlich Loch, the castle and the brewery, as well as the National Park here. So special interests might be people might want to come here for a sailing holiday or even just do a bit of snowboarding. They might even take part in their arts and craft workshop that's offered here. For those who might be in wheelchairs, there are accessible ramps, toilets, lifts and disabled parking. Disabled people can go skiing in their indoor ski centre, and there is a small railway that can take wheelchairs up the mountain, so you can see the views for yourself. To get to the Cairngorms, you might take the bus, which is through the Cairngorms Explorer. You might even travel here by car or the train with Aviemore. Shops consist of gift shops, suites, mountain shops for equipment hire, such as the skiing or snowboarding. There is also an art gallery up here. At the Cairngorms, they have a National Trust study group, as well as allowing schools to have tours so they can even learn about the history there. And they have volunteer programmes such as Europark, which is a youth project. They also have an information point called the National Trust Information Centre, where you can get leaflets on directions and maps of the area so you know where to find things. I think both rural places have changed in demand. For example, both national parks have more disabled access. Like in the Cairngorms, they have a small railway to take everyone, including wheelchair users, up the mountain to see the view. And Loch Lomond have suitable paths and with view points and allow visitors to hire out wheelchairs, which is great for everyone. Another change in demand would be building lodges. This is considered as a more high-end camping, glamping type of style. So this might be more beneficial to people who might not want to camp. So this might bring in more tourists for them. I think the Cairngorms could improve by having more developed paths and walkways for people using wheelchairs and prams. I think this would make people more interested in visiting this national park, as they would get more visitor numbers. It's great having a railway taking people up, but maybe they don't want to go all the way up. Maybe they're scared of heights, so they might just want to explore on the ground. I think the Cairngorms could also offer more children's activities for younger children. They may not want to do water sports or archery, so maybe they could do some sort of workshop so they could build like wildlife homes for creatures and put them around the park. They also have a proposed plan to build a new leisure centre and develop the town centre, so this would make it more well known to tourists and visitors might go visit it more. If they revamp these buildings, they will get more trade in the town and people will visit it.